Standing next to me here at the 89th National FFA Convention and Expo is Andrew Skidmore. Now, you're first place, I should say, in extemporaneous speaking. You just came off the stage first and foremost. Tell me how it feels.
It's so amazing. I have such an impressive competition. Congrats to everyone and gratitude to ag teachers all across the nation that help support individuals like myself.
Let's talk about the extemporaneous speaking competition. If you were talking to someone who doesn't know about the contest, how would you describe it to them?
So extemporaneous public speaking really relies on thinking on your feet. We are given 20 topics face down. We choose three. We examine them and then choose a speech topic where we have half an hour to prepare a speech off of materials that we prepared ahead of time. And then we are given a 4 to 6 minute time limit to give a speech with 5 minutes of questions by the judges.
So here at National FFA Convention, is there one, two rounds, and what were your topics?
I had three rounds, and I talk on a multitude of different agriculture issues that pertain to the modern world, as well as the rest of the competition did the same.
How about that final speech? What was the specific topic for that one?
My final one was about communicating the important message of agriculture to the rest of the world, and I think that is not a more noble topic as anything else.
Let's dive into that a little bit. Talk about why you feel so strongly about that topic.
Well, the communication of agriculture to the rest of the world is so deeply needed. It's so important to ensure the maintaining and growing of our economy, the maintaining and feeding of the world, more importantly, the youth that help support this organization of the American farm ecosystem and how it all works. Right, the heart is the FFA.
Certainly very important. Now, if you were speaking with a younger FFA member, why would you tell them that they should be part of the extemporaneous public speaking event?
Well, after speaking with many judges and experiencing it myself, this provides real applicable knowledge and experience that can be used in no matter which field you go into, agriculture, business, law. You will always have to gather materials in a short period of time, prepare your topic and your speech or whatever your thoughts are, and then present it to others. And that communication ability is always necessary in our modern world.
You were saying you only have 30 minutes to prepare the speech. What kind of preparation work do you put in before you arrive here at National FFA Convention?
We're given the ability to bring with us 5 100-page binders of materials we prepare beforehand, and the basics is just reading a lot of agriculture knowledge, being able to hone in on the information that's available, especially on the internet today, and keeping up on the agricultural news.
Well, feel free to give a shout out to your home chapter as well as anybody you want to thank for your getting here today.
Oh, I just want to give a shout out to the state of California and my little hometown of Atwater, and I really want to appreciate my ag teachers, all of them, and ag teachers across the nation that support students like myself.
Very good. Well, from Atwater, California, that's Andrew Skidmore. He's currently state president of California, and he's talking with us. He was the winner of the extemporaneous public speaking competition at the 89th National FFA Convention. I'm Bryce Duskett.